Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
God will trust the person who knows how to manage his resources. You better get that in your mind. You are not the owner. You are the manager. God is the owner. He is the Lord of all. The word Lord means owner. So God is the landlord of everything you have.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for continuing to join us for Revive Radio. Let's get back into the message series, Leading in a Crisis. This message was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. Let's get back into the message with Pastor Rogers.
I don't know what it's going to be like, and surely this pandemic and this crisis is making changes of things right now. And we're probably, every one of us, are going to have to make some changes in our lives. So even if it's a small change, I mean, look at me right now. I have a handful of people in this auditorium, and you that are watching on live streaming right now, and this is something, ladies and gentlemen, that some churches are not prepared to do. Some are not able to do it. Some are able to do it. Some doing it on their iPhone, whatever that it may be. It's changed the entire dynamic of how we do church right now. Now, I can balk at that. I can say I don't understand it. I can say I don't have the knowledge of it. But I'm going to just tell you, and this was in that article that I was reading concerning what the effect is on churches. And here's what you need to know, is that a large percentage of the churches that are going to wind up going by the wayside, they don't have to, but many of them have not replenished their congregation with new converts of evangelism and reaping the harvest. So most of them are older congregations that have not the desire or the will to get involved in the knowledge explosion of the internet and live streaming and social media. And as a result of that, we can balk at that, we can shout at the darkness all we want to, or we can bring a light and a flashlight and turn on the live streaming and do what God's called us to do. It may not always look like it's supposed to. It may not even sound always like it's supposed to. But one thing I know, I will not let the darkness of ignorance stop me from exploring God's wisdom in the areas that he's called us to go. Boy, this is good preaching tonight. I hope you're getting this. Are you talking to somebody out there? I hope you are. Come on, talk to me out there. If this is helping you, let me know about this, because I'm just telling you, in the crisis we're in right now, you've got to have these three components working at their maximum capacity. Knowledge of the Word of God, knowledge of what's going on around you, wisdom, how to apply it, and understanding to make the right judgments. Now listen, tomorrow's thinkers will be ready for the future. Let me tell you, give you a little insight about what's going on around here. Because early this morning, I was thinking about this. What's it going to be? I'm already planning and thinking right now. What's it going to be? What's that first service going to be like when everybody's able to get back here? What are we going to do? I was talking to them about the service tonight, some of our technical crew right here. It looks like that things may be opening up, maybe sooner rather than later. I don't know. There may be apprehensions. There may be people that are a little bit apprehensive. They may even be fearful and all that kind of stuff. What's that going to look like? What's it going to look like on that first Sunday? What's it going to look like on the second Sunday? I'm already thinking that way. You need to be thinking. Wisdom looks into the future with an expectation that God is already there. I want you to hear what I just said. Wisdom, if all wisdom comes from God and God is the spirit of wisdom, then God is already in my tomorrow. He's already in my Friday, son. He is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there already. So he knows what's coming. He has in his mind already the vaccine. He already knows the end from the beginning, the Bible says. And I can assure you that anybody who is going to lead in a crisis is not going to just think just for today. I know you got to have understanding for today. You need some wisdom for today. But the thing that's going to cause a lot of people to sink into depression and anxiety is because they have no hope for the future, and they're allowing their mind to think small when you need to be a thinker about tomorrow. Let me show you what godly leaders think like. Here we go. You ready? Number one, they think big. Because God's vision, they know this, that God's vision is always greater than theirs. Secondly, they think about other people. before themselves, because it's never just about me. It's never just about me. In fact, the joy of being able to serve the Lord is to have somebody else serving along with you. Number three, how do godly people think? They think continually. They're never satisfied with the answers just for today. Because I'm going to tell you, here we are after 7:30 p.m. on this Wednesday night, and whatever happened today is done. I can't do anything about it. So I'm already thinking about tomorrow. I'm already thinking about next week. I'm already thinking about Sunday. That's where preachers do. I can just tell you, and most preachers are already thinking on Thursday and Friday about what Sunday's going to be looking like. What's it going to be? What's going to be next week? What's going to happen? Why? Because we're thinking continually. You need to think with wisdom continually about what's up ahead. The next one, godly leaders think about the bottom line. What are the results? What's the fruit? What's it going to be like? Because I don't want to just do this entire deal and not have any fruit out of it. That's what I look at when I look at you through these cameras right now. I want results out of this. I want to know. That's the reason why I've got people down here that are interacting with you and talking to you and chatting with you online, because I want to see fruit out of this. I don't want to just be standing. I can do this by myself, but it's no good for me to do it just by myself. I want to know, what's the bottom line? Is this changing your life? Are you drawing nearer to God? Is there wisdom that's coming your way? The next thing is continual growth. All godly leaders will keep improving themselves. You haven't arrived. If the Apostle Paul said, I've not yet attained, then neither have you and I. Next, we think outside of the line. Godly leaders think outside of the lines. In other words, you're letting God out of the box that many people put him in. If he's only a Sunday God to you, then Wednesday night is just, you know, not even on your radar. I was coming here and people were jogging and driving and pulling up through the drive-thru at the restaurants and all that kind of stuff. And I get it. Everybody's getting their meals and all that kind of stuff going on. But listen to me. Don't put God in some box and then expect him to be the great big God to get you out of a crisis. Why don't you take the tethers off of God? Why don't you take the restraints off of God and say, God, be God. Just be God. You are greater than I am. You're greater than this pandemic. You're greater than all of this. And if you're going to lead anybody in a crisis, if you're going to turn around to your children, your wife, your husband, whoever it may be, and talk to them, don't serve them up some little God. Who's going to come to church right here if all we've got is a God that when we pull his chain, he's responding? Ladies and gentlemen, he's not a God. He's not our bellhop. He's not somebody that's serving us. We serve him. We serve the greatest of all the greats, the champion of all the world. We serve Jehovah God, who is greater than the pandemic that we're in right now. Now, that is leadership. That's not just talk. Somebody said, you sound like you actually believe it. Not only do I believe it, but I've witnessed it by experiences, knowledge. I've gained knowledge of God in my lifetime that now I'm able to apply some wisdom into things. Let's go to the next one. There is an intuitiveness about it. A sense of godly leaders just have a sense about what works. How is it you be standing in a circle with a bunch of people and somebody comes up and says, you know, I think we're to do this, 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 and this. And they go, well, where'd you come up with that? Well, I just sense that that's what we need to do. Or maybe I've gotten some knowledge out of it. Or an intuitiveness that says to other people, listen, I've been talking to God, and he's downloaded something in my spirit. Come on, somebody. God is speaking today. He's speaking today. Go to the next one. Like a servant. That's what godly leaders act like. That's what godly leaders think like. They add value to other people. Are you adding value to other people? In this crisis right now, are you adding value? Are you sending out a little card of encouragement to somebody that comes across your mind? You can do that. Are you sending them a little text? Send them an email? Can you encourage somebody? That's being a servant. You're adding value to them. You're letting them know that God put you on my heart. I had some people call me today. Pastor, I just wanted you to know you were on my heart. I just wanted to call and let you know. Some of them, I couldn't talk to them at the time. They left a message. Hey, I just want to let you know I'm thinking about you and praying for you. I'm doing that same thing. That's what godly leaders think. And ladies and gentlemen, we need that in this crisis right now more than any other time in history. There's never been. I heard them saying it from the Rose Garden this afternoon, listening to a little bit of the press releases and all that was going on. They were saying this. This is something that has never been before, and you understand that. That means that you've got to do something that you have never done before. Let God out of the box. Live like a servant, and then godly leaders think quickly. You know what God will do? He'll give that. Listen, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the quickening spirit. That's the reason why the rapture is going to be a shock and awe to the world, especially to the devil. Satan and his principalities occupy the second heaven. And when the rapture takes place, you know, we often joke about it. We're going through the devil's living room when the rapture takes place. So I got news for you. It's a reality of that. The Holy Spirit is that quickening spirit, that quickening spirit. He was the quickening spirit that raised up the three-day dead body of Jesus Christ. We are quickened in our mortal bodies on the rapture. We can be quickened right now. We can be spoken to by the Holy Spirit, and He gives us a sense, turn to the right, turn to the left. This is the evaluating, and you see answers. A quick way of being able, God, give me the answer. Show me what's up ahead. He gives us wisdom for things that are up ahead. So I want to bring you in to this conclusion here of a few things that I want to put in your spirit, because if we're going to get wisdom, there is one of the species of God's creation that the Bible says, if you need wisdom, then you need to consult the ant. Look at this. In Proverbs 6, verse 6, the Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Now watch this. Consider her ways and be wise. Well, what's his way? The metaphor of the ant here. Get this. Verse 7, which having no guide, the ant doesn't, overseer or ruler, verse 8, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Let me give you this acrostic right here. Okay? Ants. Here we go. A stands for attitude of initiative. Ants don't need a commander to tell them to get started. If you're going to be a godly leader, you can't wait around on the corner waiting for somebody to tell you what to do. Get up and do it. Well, I don't know what to do. Hey, you know, is the yard need raking? Do it. Do the clothes need cleaning? Do it. The ant says, by wisdom, don't wait around. They don't have a commander that's standing there telling them. They just have this intuitiveness to go build the ant mound, to get food, to store it. Look at this. The second in this, the N, is they have a nature. Ants have a nature of integrity. Look at ants work faithfully based on this scripture and need no outside accountability to keep them doing right. This is critical. This is wisdom. Have you got to have somebody watching over your shoulder all the time to make sure you're doing it right? The ant doesn't. If the ant does it, you shouldn't. Are you greater than the ant? Look at T. Ants thirst for work. Ants work hard and will replace their anthill when it's ruined. Look, we're in a crisis right now. People have been in a crisis with tornadoes on top of this pandemic. Can you imagine? Do you know what? More times than not, especially in recent months when these tornadoes have hit in different locations, the news media gets a shock and awe when they shove that microphone in the face of somebody who's standing there in front of their house that's been totally devastated, and they look in that camera and say, you know what? We've got our family, and we are serving God, and we love God, and we know God has kept us alive, and we will rebuild again.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.